Welcome to the A1C Pod, the podcast where we talk diabetes. In this podcast, we'll talk the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Welcome back to the A1C Pod. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all of those who have followed us on social media and showed your support. Once again, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the A1C Pod. And if you'd like to support the podcast, you can also find us on Patreon. Just search the A1C Pod. All right, so last week we talked a little bit about some of the costs of diabetes, both monetary and mental health, in addition to some other topics such as copay caps. So if you're interested in that, feel free to go back and give that episode a listen. But today we're going to take a deep dive into something that is considered very important to people with diabetes, and that is hemoglobin A1C. So what is hemoglobin A1C? Well, hemoglobin is a protein that's found in our red blood cells, and it gives blood its red color, and hemoglobin's job is to carry oxygen through our body, so it's very essential in the function of our cells. So sugar in the blood is called glucose, and when sugar or glucose build up in the blood, it binds to that hemoglobin. So the hemoglobin A1C blood test measures, on average, how much glucose has binded to your hemoglobin over a roughly 3-month period. And it is roughly 3 months because red blood cells have a typical lifespan of in the range of 2 to 3 months. So for people without diabetes, the normal range for a hemoglobin A1C level is between 4% and 5.6%. And when I say these percentages, they're often associated with an estimated average blood sugar level or glucose level. So I'll actually post a chart on our social media. So if you're interested, you can take a look at that. But hemoglobin A1C levels between 5.7% and 6.4% may indicate pre-diabetes or higher chance of getting diabetes. And this is specifically in reference to type 2 diabetes. And I'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. But levels of 6.5% or higher could indicate that you have diabetes. So referencing my point earlier about pre-diabetes, when it comes to type 1 diabetes, generally there is no pre-diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where your own body, it attacks the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. And so insulin is a hormone, and it allows sugar to enter your cells and lower the amount of sugar in your bloodstream. So insulin acts as a basically a glucose monitor or a regulator for glucose. So this is important to know because type 1 diabetes can have an extremely sudden onset, and a hemoglobin A1C, it averaging a 2 or 3 month history doesn't always allow doctors to diagnose type 1 diabetes. Another reason why it isn't always a good indicator of type 1 diabetes is because it is dependent on the glycation of those red blood cells over time. And there are conditions that people have in which their red blood cells are destructed in a shorter time period. And so it can cause a false low value in their hemoglobin A1C test. And these can be any kind of anemia or people who are experiencing renal dialysis or malaria, really anything that can affect the pace at which your red blood cells are destroyed. So in order to accurately diagnose type 1 diabetes, in addition to a hemoglobin A1C test, they often do a either fasting blood sugar test or a random blood sugar test that could be after a meal. And these can help doctors to indicate whether or not you actually have type 1 diabetes. And just for reference, a normal fasting blood sugar in a normal person is typically below 100 milligrams per deciliter. And for a random or post-glucose tolerance test, the normal person will typically be below 140 milligrams per deciliter. And when I was diagnosed, my blood sugar was actually over 700. So that just gives you an idea of kind of the disparity between a healthy person and a person with type 1 diabetes without insulin. And it's very important for people to know the symptoms of type 1 diabetes so that you can quickly recognize them and get tested. So some of these symptoms that people often experience before their diagnosis are increased thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unintended weight loss, irritability and other mood changes, fatigue and weakness, even blurred vision. And for me, looking back on it, when I was diagnosed as a teenager, the most prominent ones I remember were the extreme thirst. I was just constantly chugging water or some other drink, and I was just tired all the time. I was falling asleep in all of my classes, and I had no energy to do anything. And it was that paired with the frequent urination that kind of drove my mom to take me to the doctor and have me tested, which led to my diagnosis. So jumping back to hemoglobin A1C and how it's not always an accurate indicator for diagnosis of type 1 diabetes, but it is a test that is used for people who have already been diagnosed as kind of a measuring stick of your control over your diabetes. And there's some reasons why this is good, but there's also some reasons why this is bad. So why could this be bad, using this to kind of indicate how well you're treating yourself? Well, it's just an average. And with diabetes, especially type 1, you can have rapid and frequent spikes and drops in your blood sugar. And a hemoglobin A1C test doesn't really indicate this in your daily life. It just takes the average of all of these. So you could experience a great hemoglobin A1C, but in your daily life, you're experiencing rapid drops in blood sugar and rapid rises as well. So it's something to keep in mind when you think about your average blood sugar levels. Another reason why it's not great is because there's a lot of stigma associated with your hemoglobin A1C results. And this is often seen in the online community, but also from doctors themselves. I've experienced some pretty bad experiences with doctors related to my hemoglobin A1C levels. And, you know, going into these doctor visits, you know, you could be feeling really good about how things are going to go. You could be feeling bad. A lot of times you kind of have this idea of how things are going to go before you even get your results. And so whenever you get your results and the doctor comes in and they immediately start telling you how you're basically failing at regulating your blood sugar when they don't really know the full picture. And it can be really demotivating, and people really beat themselves up over this. I know I definitely have. And in the online community, people post their hemoglobin A1C results, and you see a lot of negative comments on people who have higher hemoglobin A1C levels. People are telling them what they need to do better or what they're doing wrong when they have no idea what this person is going through in their life. And then on the flip side, you have people who post hemoglobin A1C levels that would be considered normal for a person without type 1 diabetes. And then you have people commenting saying that their blood sugar must be low all the time and they're experiencing a lot of hypos and that they're not controlling their diabetes well either. So there's a lot of stigma that goes both ways in the online community and with doctors, and it can be detrimental to the way people treat themselves. A lot of times people think that it's just food that contributes to your blood sugar levels, and that's not the case at all. Stress can contribute, sleep, medications, particularly any type of steroid, they all have effects on your blood sugar. And so people thinking that they can tell someone how they need to treat themselves or take care of themselves when they don't really know what's happening on a day-to-day basis in a person's life is just wrong. So I think that as peers and as people with diabetes and also the doctors who treat us, I think we all need to be a little bit more understanding and accepting and just supportive of people with this disease, because there are a lot of struggles that people are going through in addition to having diabetes. And this goes to treatment of people without diabetes as well. Everyone has struggles going on in their life and is experiencing things internally that no one else may know. And we need to be aware of the way we treat people so that we can create a better space for everyone, ourselves and the people around us. Once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate the support. And I actually have some really exciting news. So I have been selected for a medical trial for a fully closed loop automated insulin delivery system. So next week, I will actually be going through this medical trial, and I look forward to telling you all about it in my next episode. So I hope that you listen in and hear about my experience and hopefully what we have to look forward to in the future for the treatment of type 1 diabetes. So thank you. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at the A1C Pod, and support on Patreon, patreon.com/the A1C Pod. You can find all of this information on our website, the A1C Pod.com. Thank you.